당자 태가 침백이 제 냄수 렘바라 단 군노 전주심기 심비고네 아니 냠는 치고 고레스 제가 군노 전주심세데 심자 탐제교도노 상주 고반 토바쇼 심비게 삼노디 군노 전주스데 심데 심데 전주심 데네게 삼노 아니 쮸마만 임바 에들라 쮸마만 임비게 뇽와 템비게 데네 삼데라 아니 자주심 시고레 다 데네게 제주심디 진심비에 토네 계획과 가르쳐 보이네 산지 고반도 그 책을 해제 이제 받침에 죄님은 지고래서 데네 인자 다 데네 군노 데네게 자주심이 깨발라 마주게 아니 간에 깨고래 남는 아주 셈 셈이야 곰 제제네 냠는지도 깨고래서 디 냠는지다 간에 제스나 나봉아지야 아니 셈제 탐질라 나 땅념 곰 땅념곰 데네 땅념곰을 세우셔라 냈으면 담제 하늘한게 맞지 용화디 너고 그래서 지난데 디네 인자다 심지어 제 맞지 용화디 가느리에 담나 나 저기 그지 아주 깨와 림발라 아니 토마스요 말해 토마요 말해 지난데 깨와 몽부 질링거를 토마 매바에서 아니 깨와 빠도 매바 림발에 디네 디네 인자 니에 강도 니에 텔레야 깨와 멜림바세요 말해 심지어 니 깨와 멜림바스 매바에서
Good evening. So we've been looking at the cultivation of the minds of the Mahayana Dharma for the last couple of months. So in order to enter into the Mahayana paths, the paths of a bodhisattva, one has to generate bodhicitta, have the motivation to become a Buddha for the sake of all sentient beings, to become a Buddha so as to become the most skilled of guides, to lead beings to a state of lasting happiness themselves. And when this determination to become a Buddha for the sake of others, the mind of bodhicitta, is uncontrived, so it arises spontaneously, it doesn't need to be intentionally generated. That is when one has the mind of bodhicitta, is classed amongst bodhisattvas, and thereafter, every activity one engages, physical, verbal, or mental, creates a cause for enlightenment. So how then to generate this mind of enlightenment, bodhicitta within oneself, is to train our mind. To cultivate the mind of bodhicitta means training our mind so that it becomes the mind of a bodhisattva. And this training, behind it, has many number of trainings we've looked at over the last couple of years, but the explicit trainings that give rise to bodhicitta start with impartiality. Thereafter, what we looked at last week, cultivating the recognition that all beings, all sentient beings without exception, have been our mothers. And last week we looked at how to cultivate this, how to come to this recognition, which is to make our mind vast and expansive, recognizing innumerable lifespans that we've had within unimaginable life forms over an inconceivable span of time. And each of these lives, we had a mother. And life after life, we make connection with new beings, or with different beings rather. And thereby we came to have this close and intimate connection with all beings, innumerable times as well, a connection of parent and child. So this is what we looked at last week, how to cultivate this recognition that all beings have been our mothers. And independence on cultivating this recognition that all beings have been our mothers, we thereby, thereafter, cultivate the recollection of the tremendous kindness that they have shown us.
Sosoran 두고 말해 소소랑 되기 된다라 샹이 강아 돼야 당 샹이 녀라 해야 샹이 투비 다야 이제 심 시스템제 소주지야라 소바다 니네 공부와 니 가르쳐버리라나 니네 형아디 아 저 샹이야 아니 지게 잠재디 끼마토바 인자 아 저 되니 샹이야 동아다 강아 뭐 소수기 끼 되기 형아게 된다라 샹이야 강아 돼야 당 아니 고와다야라 소바 안 강아 뭐 시용고래지로와
Whilst the cultivation of bodhicitta may be our aspiration, the truth is right now we're very far from being bodhisattvas. In that, what dominates our mind is the achievement of our own happiness and the overcoming of our own problems and difficulties. And thereby, all our energy is directed towards achieving our own happiness. And if that means to achieve our own happiness and overcome our own difficulties, if that means harm comes to others, so be it. If it means taking advantage of others to achieve our own ends, so be it. And with such an attitude, how can we actually develop love and compassion? Practitioners such as ourselves, where we are right now, to shake us out of this self-obsession and become aware of others, the meditation that we're coming to tonight on recalling the kindness of others, this helps lift our awareness from our own happiness and our own overcoming of problems to that of others. Recalling their kindness is a crucial step to shake us out of our current state of self-obsession.
Asim jen namje jin chenpo yinpa je da jang yidu nga zi gomyo de gani zi gomgo re sin dangpo susura rangi anna pama la sam dang je rangi cedigi susura cedigi pama di susura jin chenpo yinpa anna sam dang go re je.
The training then in recalling the kindness of others, this starts with a recollection of the kindness of our mother of this life.
So
we start recalling the kindness that our parents of this life have shown us. Thereafter, we recall the kindness or impute the kindness that our parents in our previous life would have shown us. Thereafter, we expand the circle ever further to other loved ones who have shown us tremendous kindness. In this way, progressively, we start perhaps with our mother, then our parents, and then we expand it ever slightly, including ever encompassing ever more and more beings. The reason for starting with our parents of this life is because it's much easier to start here in that we can recall directly much of the kindness that has been shown.
So,
Whilst in this life, many beings have shown us tremendous kindness, not just our parents, but those in our greater family as well as others in society. We start by looking explicitly at our parents, because for a period of nearly 20 years, we were directly under their care. They ensured that we were fed an abundance of nutritious food, that we were clothed, that we were kept in a home where we were safe. They ensured we received a good education, and they exposed us to many other experiences that they believed would be educational and thereby beneficial for us, all to help us grow as individuals and become skilled and prepared for the life that lay before us. So this is why we start with our parents, because whilst there are many other people who have cared for us, we were completely under their care for so many years.
Lumbanala Tarang Boyden, that so near the union, some Zamriaji, Jigdes Panto Murmato, Pamanaji, or Machina, that do some the Mimango Yubinan, Sedelia, so the Pamani, the Sosolebe, Masia, which is on some biggie, that is so to do some Tavane, Machunjunia, Pamedus Tavare, Dan, Telangala Kala, to Steva, to Lorte, Dinu, Jig Sajonche, Dinalia, Zawache, Dinanga Torum Labra, Labra, Torum Labra, Pata. Then love the partner to Pami Paji, Su Lien, Du Sin Pei, Jambu Shujin, to Njabadi, Susu Haku Yobaza, and did Sin Pei, Aure, San Japamigi, getting Jambu Shuja, Sabi do some dam. Dan and Denigi, Pami Susuli, getting Jabadi, Yane, Yadu, some daji, some da, Dini, Chunjun, Yan, Susu Chunjun, Kidi, Kabla, Chunjun, Mother Yoma, Dini Pami Pei, Dabo Java, and the Yacheshu.
In the starting point of this meditation, we do exclude all those others who have shown us kindness, and there have been many in our greater family, in our social network, as well as those who perhaps even live abroad, whose activities have been of benefit to us. But we start with our parents because of the incredible bond that we have with them, especially in these early many years when we were totally dependent on them. So we think of, especially in the very early years, how our life would have been if our parents had just ignored and neglected us. We almost certainly would not have survived. If we look at then our childhood up to where we gained independence, perhaps when we left home for university or only after we graduated from our education, whether it was high school or university, we were totally dependent on them for the food that was given to us at every meal. All the clothing that we wore was bought for by them, our education that was given to us, they ensured that we went to school even if our wish wasn't always so strong. They ensured that also we received education through other means as well. Teaching, they ensured that we developed our decision-making capacity, that we had various life skills. They took care of us in all of this wide variety of ways, helping us, especially as we then aged or grew up, helping us learn how to make the right decisions in life. Always doing what they believed was best for us, acting in our care, in our best interests, to the best of their capacity. So this is why we focus at the start of this meditation on our parents, because we were so dependent on them, and moreover, they gave so much to us. If we take time and we reflect on this, just what was given to us, much of which we perhaps weren't explicitly appreciative of, this will have a great impact. We'll feel this deep within our hearts. We start then with our parents, reflecting through our imagination how it would have been when they found out that we had been conceived, that our mother was pregnant. And we imagine the joy that our parents would have felt at the time, knowing that their ambition to bring a life into this world had been successful, and now that that we had been conceived. And from that moment, from the moment that our parents were aware of our conception, in particular our mother in whom we were starting to grow and develop, would have taken such tender care of us. Everything that she immediately would have changed so much of her behavior, our father too would have ensured that he would have given extra support to our mother to ensure that we receive the very best care possible even whilst we were within the womb of our mother. Every activity she would have done would have had us at the forefront, our care at the forefront of her attention. The way she moved, ensuring that she didn't bring any harm to us. What she ate and what she drank, she would have ensured didn't bring any harm, but was rather nutritious. The way she slept at night, especially as we grew within her, she would have ensured that both of us were comfortable. And all the day throughout her activities, again, especially as we grew, she would have had us at the forefront of our attention, ensuring she brought us no harm. Throughout this whole period of pregnancy, our parents, and in particular our mother, had our care at the forefront of her attention, always with tenderness, ensuring that no harm came to us. And where she could, through the food she ate, she'd ensure that benefit came to us. Our father too would have encouraged her mother to be careful, maybe supported her by acting in a similar way, refraining from certain behaviors and so forth, or doing things where perhaps climbing to heights so that our mother didn't need to, always to help her ensure that their precious child could be brought to term. Reflecting like this, really see that there is no comparison between the tremendous tenderness and care that our parents show us and that we receive from others. So recalling like this again and again, our hearts are moved by just what care we receive from our parents. Near though, it should also be noted that what we're describing here is the case for certainly the vast majority of parents. However, of course, there are always those unfortunate few exceptions who are, perhaps politely we can say, somewhat less attentive than the majority. Whilst there certainly are those who did have quite unfortunate experiences in their childhood and weren't cared for well, those experiences are very rare. And those who have been on the receiving end of such lack of care in this life, certainly though, that would have been an exception across the stream of lives. We can see that in how exceptional such situations are, that they do stand out, and that the vast majority of relationships are where parents do their very, very best for their children.
And
for those who were not cared for by their parents at all in this life, perhaps they were cared by someone else, or that whilst they lived at home, their parents did neglect them. Their parents were some of those that are exceptional in the unfortunate sense of unfortunate usage of that word, but were there by but were instead cared for by someone else, then here just replace the reflection, instead of reflecting on one's parents, replace them with whomever did care for you, especially in those vulnerable years where one had to be cared for by someone because one cannot survive without the care of others. In this meditation where you feel a welling up of warmth and tenderness back towards your parents, then expand the meditation. At that point, expand the meditation, recalling, as we did in the meditation last week, where we recalled how all beings have been our mothers, we now take our attention back to the life immediately preceding this one, knowing that in that life too, we were born to a mother and we had parents, and we would have been on the receiving end again of tremendous love and care and affection from our parents in that the life immediately previous to this one. So just in the same way that we receive tender love and care from our parents in this life, so too would we have in the life immediately preceding this. Moreover, the life immediately preceding that one too, we were born to a mother and we had parents who raised us with care and with love. And this has been the case lifetime to lifetime to lifetime. So taking the meditation previous to this on how all beings have been our mothers, and taking this understanding of innumerable lifespans, unimaginable life forms, and over an inconceivable span of time, we make our mind ever more expansive, recognizing the tremendous kindness and care that we have received in this life. We've received from our parents in the life previous to this and previous to that, and since beginningless lifetimes.
Chasan 세디 파마디에 파마망아 진영하라 잔다디에 망아 뉴아 진영하라 되네 제발 매발자 차선 섬전 담제 근데 랑게 파마 빠가면 바 진영바 집안 섬전 담제 랄야 지 그딘 두스진 진이 잡아도 빠가면 바레샤 섬제 되네게 섬다지도 되네 섬제 담제 랄야 진침보 휴지레샤 섬비게 섬로지 안리트고레제 되네 두스진 섬당고레제로다
With this warmth and affection that has arisen within us now towards our own parents, we're expanding this back to previous lifetimes, the lifetime immediately preceding this one, the lifetime preceding that, and taking back ever further, recognizing that there's no being who has not been our parent. There's no being, therefore, who has not shown us tremendous kindness and care. And therefore, each and every being throughout the vast expanse of the worlds, we have had this relationship of parent and child with them, and they have shown us tremendous care and kindness, similar to what we've received in this life. We would have received this from them, whether we were in the life form of a human in a previous life, or when we were in a life form of an animal in a previous life, or an unseen being, wherever we have parents. They would have shown us kindness and care in accordance with their capacity, to the very best of their ability, in accordance with whatever life form we were in, they would have shown us kindness and care. And therefore, those parents who showed us such care in a previous lifetime, whatever realm they happen to find themselves in now, whatever life form they happen to find themselves in now, they remain our parents. It's just been an expanse of rebirths, a passing of rebirths, an expanse of time between that life those lives when they were our parents and right now. But nevertheless, they are beings who at some recent point and points previous to that cared for us with warmth and with tenderness. So that relationship, that bond, still remains.
That's it, did my dear. Pamara Gureji, City, Pamadan, Dave, Jingy, Jambi, Jinjin Shadai, City. Just now, Pamara Gureji, the same gent, Tam, Jerangi, Pamachi, Jedu Kabla, and the Gureji, and the Jedu Kabla, City, Pamadi, Ranja, getting Jamba Nashi, Sasan, then getting Jamba, Jibarisha, and Dushin, and to some Dango Regiwa. Jinjin Shada Yins. Tamar Jubari, Juriki is a Tedi, Madan, Devi, Jinji can be Jinjin Shada Yins.
So from that
today. Jing of Juri, the Jing and the Garlas and Womashiba Mato Simjan Tamjangi, Pamar Majuba, Jigia Men, said the Sharwadi.
So now turning our attention to the text. The bottom of page 33. So just to say, the division of paragraphs, let alone head outlines, aren't found in the Tibetan. They've just been inserted by the translators. So we're now near the bottom of page 33. All sentient beings have shown kindness towards us equal to the kindness of our mother of this life. Consequently, see them as being only kind.
Mm-hmm. And those in our Jim Jen, a ranked city, Pamati, Rale, Kitin Jamba, the Pa, Yanni, and the Jensu, Jenny, and the Dinu, Sine, that, and the Du, Sine, that, Jambigi, that Jamba, the Sheriff, me, or Jamba, the Sheriff, Dingo, or Telia, Sina, Sedigi, Pamati, some Jambigi, Pa, Zinche, Pa, Pamig, City, Pamigi, Du, Sine, Jamba, Zin, Delia, and the Sheriff,
There's meditation then, where we cultivate a remembrance of the kindness of our parents. We use the two mental factors of mindfulness and wisdom. Mindfulness to keep our attention on what we are meditating on, and wisdom to analyze and to use our critical reasoning to establish the validity of this, and establish, and with mindfulness then to hold it, to hold our mind here and establish ever stronger familiarity with the reasons that wisdom is meditating on, that wisdom is using to analyze with. So we start by recalling the kindness of our parents in this life, basing on our memory, our recollection of the kindness our parents have shown us. Then, of course, there's a lot of kindness they showed us that we have no memory of, whether certainly when we were in the womb, the kindness that we received then, as well as all the decisions that our parents made for us. When we were children, we would not have been aware of it. They would have kept that from us. The problems they would have experienced and overcome and kept hidden from us, not wanting to concern their children with the difficulties of life. So we base our meditation on, firstly, what we can recall, and then, secondly, we join to this what we imagine they would have done that we couldn't recall, such as when we were in the womb. And we do this based on what we observe in the world, what we either, if you are a parent yourself, what you know from your own experience as a parent, you know your parents, your own parents would have done for you. Or if you're not a parent, then you take what you observe from your friends or your relatives who are parents. In this way, we come to recall directly as well as indirectly the tremendous kindness our parents have shown us. That's the first step in the meditation. And the second is, as was mentioned, we expand back to previous lifetimes. So this, to do this effectively, we utilize the meditation that we did last week in terms of how all beings have been our mothers. And we now expand this understanding of the kindness our parents of this life have shown us to the kindness that our parents of our previous life showed us, and the life previous to that, encompassing all beings. And to encompass all beings, the third step of the meditation, we also draw on the meditations we've done over preceding weeks on impartiality, where we reflect on that not only can we say there's no being who has not been our parents several times, but also there's no way we can say this being has been kinder to me than that being. So this evenness, this closeness that we developed in the meditations on impartiality, we draw on that now, as well as the meditation on how all beings have been our mothers. We draw on that. And we add to these two meditations the recollection, both explicit as well as inferred, of the kindness that parents show their children. So we use these mental practices of mindfulness and wisdom. Mindfulness, which also has the meaning of recollection, recalling the kindness that we've been received, as well as then keeping our mind on the object of meditation. Then we use wisdom to investigate, to analyze, going ever deeper, here focusing on the kindness that we recall receiving, as well as that we infer through what we've observed in the world, either through our own activities, as our own experience as a parent, or through what we observe in the world. Then when we come to the conclusion of the meditation, or the conclusion of this each point, where we feel an arisal of affection and care and tenderness towards our parents, a deep appreciation for the love that we have received. We then hold this single-pointedly. We rest with it. We abide with it. Thereafter, when that starts to waver, we again engage in analysis, the same points as before, and then come to that conclusion where we feel a strong appreciation for the recollection of the kindness that we received, and this strong emotion that we feel, this tender love and care back to our parents. We hold this then with placement. So here, this meditation follows the same structure as all the others that we do, where we sequentially engage in analytical meditation, coming to a conclusion, we hold that conclusion with placement. Thereafter, when that wavers, we once again engage in analysis. When we come to a conclusion, we hold that with placement. And in this way, we will bring about deep transformation. Because it's through utilizing first analytical meditation, whereby the more reasons we use, the deeper our transformation will be. We do this in conjunction with placement, where the greater familiarity we gain with the meditation through placement, the deeper the transformation. So this is how the two are used in harmony. Analysis and then abiding, resting on the conclusion of the analysis.
안데네 지게 랑기니 파메기니 분야 분야다 파메 분야다 녀르 미치네 제선하려 아니 파만하신 다 진천보리 아니 가선 나저 깨와 두스네 삼다하래 안디나신 다 디파 삼다 세베실이야 아니 바르마 다 지게 수수녀야 마인가 자야 마인가 바르마를 미심친 바르마들 미치네 진천보리 삼다야 안디나신 다 디젤이야 아니 심지 라리아 녀베지게 여바이나 대소를 미치 대소야 진치보리 가서 김전의 집발이 와다 세디바 집에 겨 겨몽불엔 바디 파마 제뇽어 된다 진치보리 김전 삼다다 집발이 두 삼다 되는 심제 탐제려 삼다 진치보리 삼다에도 당어도 심제 간에 통배네 아주 세디려 워싱베이나 라고마싱베이나 미나다 심제 둔조 무조마로 지간에 통여버디 갑려 어디서 하는게 진심이 아 선비 삼러지 된 두바지 고고레시오로 당아주게 세디기 판미기 진 깨진 짜반 진침부 제바나신 어디서 영알이야 되네기 진침부 제요 선비기 진침부리 선비게 삼러지 레 두바지 고고레스 되네 당아주게 다제산 되네기 심제 탐지리 진침부리 삼러자데 되네 아주 심제니 심제 되게 할래 진침부리 삼다바이나 진배 마서 진침보레스 메심 딩기 진침보레 야고르 제송하선 베삼들이나 내내 너비기에게 삼들이 뇽아도 고르와다 소리 야고 쉬우 제송하선 베삼들이나 소소리야 내내 가부기고라 가왈리고로와 가왈리바나 고르레 잠질리 고르와 지산 파녀비기에게 삼들 중도 고르와 지산 안도 가르스네 파녀비기에다 망제 마갈레데 야고 제송하선 베딩알 지금 never keeps on do as you some big assembly and Delia and Dindy ten Madupti and Delia never hear some of that and Jigger Maha with some legal rights. Pazu the Jinchim was so Yahoo, the Jinchim was some time Delia Gawa Jamba Jinna Jamba Gale Lawa and Yungurwa, Deniza and never hear some of the Chungurwa, Deniza, Jinchim was some time with him generous Dirwa.
This meditation, we start then with the parents of this life, recalling the tremendous kindness they have shown to us. And then we blend that with the preceding meditations on previous lifetimes, where we looked at how all beings have been our mothers. So we go back to our parents of previous lifetime and lifetimes, and combine this with the meditation on partiality, where we see that we can't differentiate between beings in terms of the kindness they've shown us. We can't say this one more, that one less. There's no basis for this. Then we expand this meditation further, taking the relationships of the current relationships of this one lifetime and blend it in the same way. So we've started with our parents and we've then taken back to previous lifetimes, utilizing the meditations we've done to this point. Now, we come back to this lifetime to others we have relationships with, thinking of the others who have been explicitly kind to us. And here we'll probably turn to our other family members and then take back that out in past lives. We would have had relationships of kindness from them too, where there would have been parents, where there would have been caregivers, where in other relationships they had with us, they showed us kindness. And this is further evidence that we can't differentiate between beings in terms of a kindness. In this life, family members have been our parents in past lives. The kindness they showed us in this particular relationship, they would have shown us kindness in other relationships in past lives. And here, so we're repeating the meditation, the exact same meditation, but we're changing the person. So the person started with our parents, now others who have shown us kindness. Then, thereafter, when we got familiarity with this meditation, we expanded ever further to neutral beings, those that we don't feel any particular connection with in this life. And recognizing that they would have been our parents perhaps in our immediately preceding life. So we can think of, recall actual people that we don't feel any particular connection with, and bear in mind that they may well have been our parents in the life immediately preceding to this. Or if not, well, perhaps the life before that. But certainly, they would have been our parents who showed us tremendous kindness, our parents who raised us in the best way they possibly could. We can't say if it was our life immediately previous to this, or two lives or three lives ago, but we know it would have happened. Thinking like this, a warmth and an appreciation arises within us towards someone that up to this point in our life, we have largely been indifferent towards. Now we recognize all that differentiates them between them and our kind parents of this life is a passage of time, nothing more. There is no difference between them and our parents of this life in terms of kindness shown, care shown, tenderness received. No difference, just the passage of time. When we have been successful in feeling a warmth towards those that previously we were neutral towards, we then towards those whom we consider have caused harm to us or our loved ones in this life. And then towards them we remind ourselves that, sure, maybe in this life they have acted to us in an unwanted manner, but in a life previous to this, our relationship was very different. In a life previous to this, for sure, they were our parents, and they showed us tremendous kindness, tenderness, held us close in their hearts, did all they could to raise us. And this way then, through all the groups, those that we consider kind to us in this life, those we considered neutral, and those who we considered have brought harm to us, we take the relationships of this life and blend it with our understandings of our previous meditations, recognizing that since the beginning of this lifetime, our relationships have varied so that we come to the point where whomever we see or we hear or we call to mind spontaneously, a closeness, tenderness towards them arises within us. And then we'll notice how from all those the beings that we feel a closeness towards, no harmful intent arises towards them because of the strength of our heart connection that we have generated towards all beings. And here we'll see how this meditation, from this explanation already, you'll see how through the successful cultivation of this meditation, how easy it will be later to generate actual love for all beings without exception. We can return now to the text, which will repeat a lot of what we have already discussed. So it starts now on the top of page 34. How has the mother of this life shown you kindness? This was the starting point of this step of the meditation, where we reflect on the kindness of our mother. When you were in her womb, she thought only about how to protect and care for you. So here we, in this part of the meditation, we reflect when we were so vulnerable, when we had no control over whether our life would continue or not, she cared for us. At the forefront of her mind, whatever she did, and whatever she ate and drank, and her movements, how she slept, always thinking about not bringing harm to us. And moreover, where she could, to be of benefit to us. And almost certainly our father, where he could, he would have helped to make sure she cared well for us in our unborn state. The text continues. After you were born, she took you and wrapped you in soft garments, held you in her arms, gazed on you with love, smiled on you affectionately. So this, whilst we won't have any recollection of it, if as a parent you will know how true this is, or having observed it in others, that at the point of birth, parents will ensure that their children are wrapped in soft clothing, and not just at birth, but as they grow, always making sure they are comforted and cared for. They are given the very best that the parents can afford. Moreover, merely at seeing us, great joy arose in their mind. Hearing us, great joy arose in their mind. They would spend hours with us, entertaining us, educating us, and taking pleasure in our mere presence. And the text continues, out of mercy gave you milk from her breasts and held you to her body to keep you warm. Then for year after year she prepared food for you. Again, this is something that certainly in a little we're not going to recall, but we would have observed, so we can impute this and know that we were cared for in this way. If you think about it, it's quite a remarkable act of love to be fed from someone's body. And whilst now we have modern baby food, but depending on one's age, but certainly in past times, this didn't exist. So our mother would have chewed harder food to make it soft before she fed it to her young child. And these are really truly remarkable acts of kindness and care that she did solely for our benefit.
Then 대사미 야게 조건 누초 계획의 야게 침바인자 천지기 취식 또 난 드니기 토네 안직 보고 수교 제다 드니기 디나시나지데 마 책을 매워진 지교로 와다 디네자 소소기 디삼 디 삼다나 삼다나 어디데 비즈나 셰바 나닌데 다다 말해서 비게 젬바시바 개마르와
That's in text in Tibetan and English is a little different. In English, the translators translated in a way appropriate to our modern times. The Tibetan is more explicit in terms of, for example, the mother chewing the food and giving it to the child from her mouth, because the text was composed in Tibet many centuries ago. Based on the experience then of how parents and mothers would have cared for the young children. So in English this isn't so evident, the translators made it more appropriate for our modern times. But Genla's now just saying that whilst there are some differences between how children were raised and cared for in time gone by, what hasn't changed is the love and tender care from a mother to her child. This is constant throughout the centuries.
Tisa ambu gu di ye bi di yin ne lo ge gu ju jun yu jiao sun ju shi yin bei ma zhou ba du bu di ye aman yum de ye de ge di na aman yum de ye guo de ne a mi ge pa da aman yum de ye guo de tisa ge di na aman yum de su bu na a mi jue sai ne bu ju jun de a mi bang gang la xia bang gang la xia de ne ji bang gang la nya ya da de ne ye du yin na aman yum de jia ye da du shi guo de Jadi, tak cie kalau, dinaik ini marwah buat dia cuci-cuci, jadi ni sekarang, an dos jisterwa dah dos dalam mata dia, dia dah dos tengok mar dia lagi.
It's probably a little bit different in many homes in the West. I'm not so sure, but certainly in our traditional cultures, when children are born. They are inseparable from their mother for really many years. They sleep with their mother. They spend all day with their mother. And the mother keeps them close. When they're too young to walk, they may be carried. At night, they'll sleep in the bed with the mother. So whilst this may be different in modern Western cultures, I'm not entirely sure, what is the same is the love and the care from a mother to her child. Certainly in the past there was no formula. Children were fed from their mother's milk. That was the sole food for their children. And even as they grew for perhaps more years than is generally practiced today, they would have still been fed mother's milk. Not too many generations ago, the way a mother would have cared for her child would have been physically more intimate in the sense that there wasn't a wide variety of materials that were used specifically for the child. So when we look at further at the text, Then for year after year, she prepared her food. So there, as mentioned, when the litter would have been from her mouth for you, and cleaned the mucus and excrements from your body. So in generations gone by, this would have been done with her hand. Or if there was a cloth, she would have ensured it was clean in days when it was clean, or in times when it was difficult to keep things clean. There weren't the materials that we're so used to now. So the mothers would have done this for their child. Whilst there was this a very strong physical intimacy between the mother and the child, perhaps more so in past times than today, what won't have changed is the tenderness and care with which a mother does care for her child, wiping away mucus and excrement, and doing so primarily at her mind, in the forefront of her mind, there's no sense of disgust, but rather concern for the well-being and the good health and the freedom from illness and suffering of her child. That and that alone is at the forefront of her attention.
Da juze nana dubar ches. Chesa ma khor ama khoran kalesh kao kalesh u kaje pe shisa re samsam jik dine yong be ne so so ran la bu di nana des na ben pa ma de sem je che bu di ji gor so so ge so le bu di za che sen ge bu n ji sen de bu li nana ne pa ma sem je che ji gor chesa de ne za pa mi ge zewa je na di pa ma khoran ge so pa lu ye na che ne bu li zewa ji gor bu
And furthermore, the text continues, even if she were gravely ill and you contracted a minor disease, she would think solely about you. So here, the child would have been completely oblivious to this, but the mother spontaneously would put the care of her child before her own difficulties and hardships. And children, when they're young and also when they're growing up, are largely oblivious to how they are at the forefront of their parents' care. But now, as adults, we can look back at this, especially if you're a parent, otherwise what you observe in the world, you see how this is true.
Tamje Kedu Sene, Dubiku, Nor, Mobo, Rangi, Beju, Manuba, Nam, Dala Jeans. Jesna Pamakor, the Be, Gale, Japje, Gale, Bene, Chaba, Jap, Nimitsubu, Yuene, or Dadina, Jipojima, Momba, the Buddhi, Yabu, Kondul Kuris, and the Pai Kuchalata, Benjo Saya, and Dime, Beta, Jan, Jibu, Chivina, Jilhele, Jessa, the Jibu, or Dadina, Jibu, Jena, and Jema Puzulia, Ganga Tigris, and the Puzulia, the Skuris, and Dini Dondalia.
Pamadiki, she shielded and protected you from every difficulty, gave you whatever she could to help you accomplish your wishes, and anything you could not do by yourself, she did for you. Again, some of this maybe we can recall, but we would have seen this though with either as parents yourselves or what you observe with your friends and your families. Especially when we're little, but also when we're growing up, our parents do everything they can for us. They help us in every way they can, solely out of concern for their children. The work parents do, all the great endeavors they do in their careers, is all so that they can make things as comfortable as they can for their children, give their children the best start they possibly can in their life. And parents endure so many hardships and difficulties which they keep to themselves, they may discuss between themselves, but they protect their children from this. They protect their children as best they can from the hardships of life, rather trying to give them the very best that they possibly can. All that they maybe didn't have as children, they will ensure to the best of their abilities their children get. And they do so not because they want praise or recognition from their child or from society, but they do so out of love and concern and care for their children. In this way we see the incomparable example that our parents have set and how they cared for us in a way that is not found elsewhere. The paragraph concludes with, "In fact, she protected your life and person in every possible manner. In this way, repeatedly contemplate that your mother has helped you greatly and has been extremely kind to you." And the text continues, and I just changed the translation of one word here. "Then visualize sequentially the three categories of beings: those close to you, such as your family and friends of this life; thereafter, neutral people with whom you have had no real contact; and thereafter, adversaries or those who have been harmed you in this life." So this then is the meditation exactly as I presented earlier, how one first meditates on one's beloved parents, thereafter all those others who have helped us so in this life and cared for us too, family and friends. Thereafter, those that we largely are indifferent towards, neutral people, those who we consider in this life to be strangers. And then lastly, those that we consider to be adversaries, those who we consider to have harmed us in this life. So we go sequentially through these varying groups of people. And then lastly, consider how each of them has been your mother uncountable times in the past.
And the paragraph concludes.
Uncountable times have they given you a human rebirth, protecting you as much as the mother of this life, showing you immeasurable kindness, and helping you limitlessly again and again. This then is the culmination of this point of meditation, and it should be now abundantly clear how this step or this particular meditation is so entwined with the previous one, where we looked last week at how all beings have been our mothers over the expanse of lifetimes, and the meditations we looked at prior to that about impartiality, where we came to see that we cannot with any basis differentiate between one being and another in terms of the relationships we've had with them or the kindness that they have shown us, or who is more worthy of our kindness in return or of achieving their desired happiness. So we come to this concluding point of these meditations, and we come here to using a wide variety of reasons. And again, the more reasons one uses, the deeper the transformation will be to one's mind. And as one feels the welling up of closeness towards others, tenderness towards others, then rest on this. Use reasons to generate this emotion, then abide on it. Place your mind there, rest there. The purpose of resting, the purpose of first analyzing, is because it's reasoning that enables us to dig deeper, transform our mind ever more. And then the purpose of the placement meditation is to strengthen our familiarity, so this becomes ever more part of us. This feeling of closeness and tenderness and intimacy towards all, no matter whom they are, no matter what relationship we can recall with them, we bring about an ever greater feeling of oneness with all beings through using this technique of analytical and then placement, and then analytical meditation and placement meditation.
Then he gave down on the lama dene sunga dibe ma se jin chen bo re sha so so ya dene ge lap chi ya dirin san yi ge na ba san ji chom nin di ge che che ge go ha bra je dene sem je tham ji ge sem je tham je rang ge le jin che bo yin ba sam na na de dene ge ja ya go ha bra so ma sim so so ya ga wa je wa da ga wa ko ya da dene che ne sem je tham je le ya ji dene ge jin che mo sam tang gi sem bi ge Kumguin sembe samta jang azugite, daddy, tinchimbo samta, gomia dia, semje tamji to Sanjo Koba to be chilled yin samje, tiza, that dinijin samta jang of the tinchimbo yimbig, chetige magi, danga to pamig, getting chimbo jeta samta, and do chenet, yawang among amadiniza, do chenet, de sheva nashinda, sir Sanji, randia, tinchimbo jeba, jebadi. Jang me ba che sha sam je dine sam da je dang ro ju gi sem je je su su gi mi mi na da sem je du ro na su tong so wa na nam sa tong le de na da su che di gi pa ma da je ti sung la ya jin chin bu yi wa se bi gi sam da da su wa je du chen ne ma ju gi sem le ya jang du che ho wa di dine gi che ho cha go ro wa dine yin dang ro dine gi to le ya ji ge Kangtu tu chaya di kye chenpo chakwa raya se An di ringi di An su chaya di dinda shiye An da di chaya liya Chaya di din chenpo yin za da An zui din pa din len jo ya di gana jo Din len jo ya Na sam tang ta ta Dinda chanpa ta te wakum na di kor ma shiye che
Summarize then what we've looked at tonight is We're looking at this meditation On recollecting the kindness that all our precious mothers, sentient beings have shown us. And we do this through analyzing, recalling recalling what we've experienced, directly experienced as a child, as well as what we have observed, how other parents, or perhaps ourselves as parents, how they have cared for their children. And in this way, we relate to our parents of this life, and then expand it out across lifetimes. Here, by now, through having done these meditations on impartiality and then recalling all beings as having been our mothers, and now this week, reflecting on the kindness they've shown us, come to see that over this inconceivable span of time where we've had innumerable life spans and unimaginable life forms, we've had this relationship of parent and child many times with all beings. And as a parent, in accordance with their capacity in whatever life form we were in, they cared for us to the very best of their ability, wanting the best for their dear child. So reflecting in this way, we start to feel a spontaneous closeness towards all sentient beings. It's a closeness and a tenderness towards all sentient beings, recognizing them as precious and dear to us. And then whomever we see, whomever we encounter, whosever's voice or sound we hear or call to mind, we'll feel a sense of closeness and affinity with them, recognizing them as having been our kind and loving parents. And in this way, we overcome this really just minor intellectual obstacle of all that prevents us from recognizing each individual being as having been our tremendously kind parent is an expanse of time. That's all. Besides that expanse of time, there's nothing else that prevents us from recognizing beings directly as having been tremendously kind to us in so many different ways. Through these meditations now, we break down this confusion that has allowed the experience of rebirth and this expanse of time to lead us to feeling quite separate and unconnected to beings or disconnected from beings. And through this meditation now, we develop a strong closeness and affection towards all. And I'd encourage you not only to engage in these meditations repeatedly over a sustained period, because they will bring transformation, but when you conclude your meditation, you feel the sense of joy within you. Turn your attention to your lamas and to the entire lineage from the Buddha down to the present day, and rejoice in this opportunity that you've attained to cultivate this wisdom within yourself, this wisdom in your meditation, recognizing your true relationship that you have with beings. And thereafter, commit to your lamas and to the entire lineage to continue in these meditations until the point where actual bodhicitta arises within one. And then next week we'll continue with the meditations that will lead us to become bodhisattvas. And there, the next step in the meditation is the cultivation or the wish to repay the kindness that beings have shown us. So thank you so much, and we'll finish here tonight.